Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here.
Listen,
the champ
I'm a
kill
him with the first verse.
The
and I'm
going to
bury him
here.
With the second.
Ha. The champ is here.
Watch.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is soft when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest. All time hated. Still outspoken. I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous. Me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype. Ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee, a one-man show, one-man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see, man. Float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problems, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
It's not your head, it's not your clothes,
no.
It's not your shoes. All right, all right, man. God definitely looks good on you. Take him everywhere you go. Talk about him and everything you do. And guess what? It just comes out naturally, man. We're trying to get everything loaded up here. We're trying to get on these other social media networks. You know, people want to be able to see, not just hear these days. But I love Blog Talk Radio because we got some faithful Blog Talk Radio listeners. Some of you guys listen live. Some of you guys actually go back and actually watch the episodes a little later. However you do it, that's fine. But we're going to go live right now on social media so that we can capture the people that want to actually see what we're doing. They want to see. They want to see what's happening. You know, I think there was a little more sun. That's what it was, too. So, a little higher.
You think that's what it was?
A little bit. Somewhere.
Great morning to everybody that's definitely on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I know as you've been listening in for a few minutes, getting your day either started if you're on the West Coast or, you know, midday on the East Coast. We just always want to say we're forever grateful for each and every one of you that dial into the show every Tuesday and Friday as The Grind comes live, giving you some real insight needed daily, right?
Absolutely, man. Guys, that's what the grind stands for, giving real insight needed daily. I like to do this from time to time. I want to give you guys the actual, because this show is really getting ready to do some very, very powerful things. And not just the show, but, you know, because of this show, we're getting ready to do some powerful things. We're into about 260-some-odd episodes right now of The Grind. So we've had a lot of opportunities to talk to you guys, to break bread with you guys, to cry, to laugh, and all of that great stuff. But we're getting the opportunity now to do some major things on a larger scale. So that's exactly what we are going to do. But I want to read something. If I can find it, you guys bear with me for a second. I'm going to see if I can. I don't have to dig it up, but I gotta go back to it.
You know,
Mr.
Organization himself, right?
Sometimes I wonder. Right now, I don't know. Let me see if I can find it. I want to read something for you guys because I think it is relevant. And Pam is going to give you guys a quote for the day.
I am.
Yeah. Give everybody a quote for the day while I pull this up.
Quote for the day. A quote for the day is, let's see.
Quote for the day is, let's see, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see.
If you believe you can, you can't. If you believe you can't, you're absolutely right. That's right.
Say that again.
If you believe you can, you absolutely can. But if you believe that you can't, yeah, right, too. Right? So I just summarize it. That's in my own words. But that's the truth, though, you know, because what you believe, you can absolutely do. But when you allow your belief level to not be there and you allow doubt to creep in, then you're absolutely right in that aspect also. So when you understand that, the things that you believe in, the things that you put your energy to, the things that you visualize, if you wake up every day with that belief and that mindset that you can absolutely accomplish it, you'll get it done. But if you allow anything else to come in, to creep in, to take you off your game, to allow your vision to be blurred, to listen to the left, to listen to the right, to listen to the noise that's coming in, then what ends up happening is your belief level goes down. Doubt starts to creep in, and you start to believe that you can't accomplish something. And if that's what you believe, guess what? You're not going to accomplish it. So if you think you can, you can.
All right.
You think you can, you can.
good word. So here's what we're going to do. Let me get this pushed over here. I want to read something for you guys, and I like to do it from every now and then so that we all know what not just this show is all about, but what our mindset should be, you know, in life, period, with what we're doing and how we're doing it and all that good stuff. So and then we'll do some roll call, then we'll jump into some things here. So the grind vision, I always like to read this because it staples out where we are. There are many things in life that will appeal to you. and they all require a grind. So there's no escaping it. The inevitability of you having to actually put in work for what you really want in life is unavoidable. Some people have not yet discovered what they really want yet. And the grind is the bridge that helps you not only discover who you are, but also what you're capable of. The what you are comes from the discovery of the two. Your skill set is of no importance to the grind. What is important is your mindset. It governs everything you do in life. You just have to control it. Control the mindset, and you control the outset, and the journey begins from there.
That's good.
So that's the grind vision, you know, and so everybody understands you apply that in life, and you really apply that to everything that you actually do in life. And I'm going to read that one more time. I got something on my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you start looking at me like that, I got something on me.
Feels strange.
Yeah. So that's okay. I'm going to read this again because I just went live on IG, all right? And so I want to read it so that it's captured on IG. All right. So the grind vision, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we actually govern ourselves by. I'm going to read this again for people on IG that just came on, and maybe some of you that just came on. There are many things in life that appeal to you, and they all require a grind. So there's no escaping it. The inevitability of you having to actually put in work for what you really want in life is unavoidable. Some people have not yet discovered what they really want yet. And the grind is the bridge that helps you to not only discover who you are, but also what you are capable of. The what you are comes from the discovery of the two. Your skill set is of no importance on the grind. What is important is your mindset. It governs everything you do in life. You just have to control it. Control the mindset. You control the outset. And the journey begins from there. So that's the grind vision, or more so vision / mission statement, I should say, of what we really, really are. I should more so call it a mission statement, because the vision is way more intense. So when you think about this, that's why this is an unscripted show,
right?
It's unscripted. We don't have any, you know, cue cards where we read things, and there's no teleprompters coming up where we read certain words. It's mindset and it's unscripted because, you know, we firmly believe that if it's in, it's gonna come out.
Absolutely.
Right. So, you know, we ingest and eat different things throughout every day, and more importantly, it's our life experiences that we actually deal with. And much like a lot of you, you know, you guys can write a book. You can write a book on your life. But we choose to come out here and actually talk to you guys about it firsthand, real time, so that, you know, we not only benefit from our failures and our success, but we give you guys the opportunity to it. Maybe something that you've never went through.
Right.
You know, that we can help you with. So that's why we're here. You apply the things that we give into really every aspect of your life.
That's good. That's really good,
right.
You know, and I just think that vision encompasses it all. I can get it out today, right, on this Tuesday. But it's true, you know, when you change the way you think, when you change your mind, everything else is going to line up in life, you know, because it really is all about the mindset. And when the mindset is right, and you work on it every single day, then you realize that the things, the goals, the dreams, everything that we desire to have in life, it does. It's inevitable that we have to work for it. And there's too many times where we have these goals, we have these dreams, and we allow everything to kind of not allow us to realize the work that's necessary to put in the work. You know, see, everybody can see the glory, but there's a story behind every single thing. And that story involves the grind. That story involves, you know, getting below the trenches, like in the trenches, like you talk about all the time. You know, the work that many people don't see you doing, right? What's that? That real loud all of a sudden. But, you know, the work that people don't see, you know.
It sounds really loud.
Oh, because you got the headphones on. I'm like, my goodness, what just happened? But, you know, the grind, like, for real, everybody, like, the stuff that people don't see that actually gives you the results that now the world sees. People don't know the pain that you go through, right? People don't know the down time that you got to go through, the struggles that you got to go through. But it requires work. You know, it does. And the more work we put in towards our goals and towards our dreams, then the more results we're going to end up having. But
right.
It's just so unfortunate that many times because no one likes to experience pain. No one wants to go through the fire, you know, right? None of us do. But at the end of the day, if we want to be able to live the life that we absolutely deserve, if we want to be able to, you know, have the freedom that every single one of us deserve, if we want to be the healthiest, you know, people here on this earth because we understand that our health is our greatest wealth, we're going to put in the work. You know, and it's a requirement in order to get the results all day long. So, yeah, the mindset is everything. When you change your mind, everything else begins to line up. But it's a daily grind. It's a daily work that you got to do.
But we talk about this on a daily basis, not just on the show.
Right.
But we talk about this on a daily basis. And for some of you guys, it may sound like redundant, right? But the battle of the mind is something that you fight every day.
Oh, my God.
Right, you never conquer it. So, you know, you have to keep yourself built up. You have to keep yourself in the game. You have to breathe. Breathe. Honestly, no, I don't mean that. Pam's laughing, but it's true. Think about right now. Some of you have conquered breathing, and it is important. How do you go from mindset to breathing? Right. I mean, but I gotta say that, you know, mindset is all about having a less stressful environment, right? If you can create an environment that you can thrive in, right, physically, mentally, financially, then everything else kind of like falls in line because you're controlling everything.
Right.
So when you think about breathing, like right now, some of you are not breathing. I catch Pam all the time, not breathing. I'd be like, girl, dead with her eyes open, but she's not breathing. And I catch myself not breathing, right? So now, let's do a quick breathing exercise, all right? You guys can just suck in, fill your lungs up, and then blow out. Okay? Let's just do 10 breaths. Let's go. Fill them all the way up. Five more. That was 10, right?
I love
it. Warm up for goodness. And guys, honestly, now look, your brain is oxygenated, your body is oxygenated, your lungs aren't sitting there, you know, collapse all the time and getting blocked, right? And getting, you know, when they're sitting there sagging. And the other piece is posture, right? Posture yourself up, picking your chest up and opening up this, right? Older we get, the more we tend to slump over like this.
Yeah.
And when we do that,
work on that,
and this isn't
all the time.
This is an orthopedic show, but at the end of the day, you know,
somebody
I'm telling
needs
you
to
guys
hear this
the
today.
That,
somebody needs to breathe and sit up today.
Yeah, some of the things that I do throughout
Promise
the day.
You we didn't discuss this.
Yeah. Some of the things that I do throughout the day, you
right.
know, I, of course, I'll have, and we got these watches that tell us when to breathe, right? It's like you can set it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day, it'll say it's time to breathe.
Right.
Which is cool. Our watches are cool. And also, you know, posture. When you slump over, you crowd your organs, and everything can't function the way it's supposed to function. So your environment mentally is not good because your environment physically is not good.
Right.
Right. It's just like if you're not feeling your best, if you're not on that journey of being healthy, then you don't feel, you're not at your best. Most people function in life at a 50% capacity physically. And when you do that, I'm not saying you got to go out and be the triathlete. I'm not saying you got to be Iron Man or none of that. What I'm saying is that it's the simple things that you do, the breathing, the posture, you know, sitting up. You know, Pam laughs at me because I bring apparatuses in the house that help me sit up. You know, I got a thing
Amazon
that I put around
day.
My shoulders, right? And I cinch it down, and it pulls my shoulders back, right? But I wear that for, you know, an hour or two a day, and it gives me my body physically. It gives me, for my mind, it says, this is how you're supposed to sit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you're supposed to walk, because now everything can function properly. So we're talking about, you know, the success and actually creating the right environment, you know, for yourself to really create a vision, to create something for you to go to. Some of you guys, you have hopes, dreams, and aspirations. And, you know, if you've ever sat down and put them on paper, you know, some of them are very minute. Some of them are small. You know, and you're like, I don't know if I can get that accomplished or this accomplished and this and that. And everything that you do throughout the day, it goes into your actual mindset,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, even down to your house, you know, is your house cluttered? You know, are your surroundings cluttered? You know, some of you say, well, I function good in clutter. And I think that's kind of like something that people have said just so they don't have to clean up.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I don't think anybody wants to live in clutter. Yeah, I really don't.
People have some real good explanations as to why they do. You
know? I just don't believe that anybody wants to live in clutter. You just have to take the time, because I know that, you know, I can take, for instance, my closet.
We're going to talk about your closet. We're going to do this?
And it's just,
let me pull my mic up, so.
Nobody, like, for real, like, seriously, it's because I just have not unpacked a lot of stuff, and I got boxes, and I don't know what to do with this stuff, and I promise you that I realized that I have to take the time to not just close the door on things.
Because
sometimes you can look at life, many times we don't want to deal with certain things, you just kind of close the door. Because I got
these
nice little doors.
That's good.
Yeah, like, for real, I could close the door on it, but I'm not dealing with the situation. And it's not until I decide that I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get rid of half of my closet, for real, because that's what needs to happen. Because I'm looking at all these boxes because I have no place to put anything, and it's cluttered, and it drives me crazy to go in there. So I don't want to be like that, but I just close the door on that situation.
But it does, and that's a good point where you are. She says that it drives her crazy.
It does.
Right? But it doesn't drive her crazy enough to fix it yet. And I think that's a good point where we are in life.
That's a good point.
When does the nail actually get sharp enough, right? And I've told that story before, you know, the dog laying on the porch and he kept moaning and groaning, you know, and the man walks up to the farmer. He says, "No, why's your dog always moaning and groaning every, you know, when I'm coming up here?" He goes,
mm-hmm.
"You know, what do you mean?" He says, "He's moaning and groaning. Oh, he's laying on a nail."
Right.
He's like, "Well, why don't he just get off of it? He said, obviously it's not hurting him enough yet for him to get off of it.
Right.
So he just keeps moaning and groaning, and it's kind of what happens.
But, you know, and even tying that into, as we're talking about environment and thriving, when I go into my closet, I can't thrive. For real, it drives me crazy. Like, I go in there naked,
hey,
if we're going somewhere, I can't thrive, because I go in there and I'm like, I can't find anything. It's just too much. And many times we could just use excuses, you know, because I used to say, okay, I got a little bit.
Come on, Will,
let's
go see Fan Club.
This is the realest show ever, right?
Oh,
let's just take a tour right now, right? But, you know, and sometimes we can use excuses. Because remember, I used to say, okay, maybe I got a little bit of my mama in me, right? Because
mm-hmm.
my mother, like, but I hate to shop. Like, seriously, I can't stand
excuse
shopping.
Number one. Give me
okay?
another.
Right? And we can make up these excuses, mm-hmm. like, for real. But my mother loved to shop, and she just was like a pack rat. She had so many doggone clothes till it was ridiculous. But, you know, every day, Nate can tell you, I make excuses. I go in there and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. He's like, I don't want to hear it, but I can't thrive in that environment. But I could look across the hallway at his closet and it's just so clean. And I could go in Nate's closet and I could thrive in there. And so it's so true that the environment that you create has to be, because I could walk into Nate's closet and I could find everything. So I go in Nate's closet.
Wear my stuff.
You see, I can't find my grind hat. But I know exactly where his is. Right? Right. You know, I can't find my my little things, but I know exactly where his is. And so, but we start to make these excuses, and it's not until I decide to put in the work that I'm going to be able to fix this situation.
Right.
But, you know, and that goes into life, because when you're thinking about the environment that you thrive in, you have to create a condition around you that's going to make you thrive.
Right.
And there's certain things that, you know, we have to put ourselves in position and have in order to win. You know, just like when we create, like, for instance, when I go into my office, oh, my goodness, I can thrive. Yes, I can get a little junky every now and again, but I clean it up and stuff. But just the energy that my office does, the energy that, like, when one of the things that the first thing I do, you know, if I'm not the first one to come down the steps, I'm like, how are y'all in this house? And we don't have all the sunlight shining into the house. Like, that's the first thing I do. I'm opening up every single blind because I need light. I need energy. I need an environment that's not going to make me believe that, yes, I can. As I talked about, hey, if you believe you can, you can. If you don't believe, you're absolutely right, too, if you think that you can. And so literally it's certain things that you got to do in order to create the environment. You know, first thing I do, you know, after I get up and I've done my personal development, my spiritual development, I need some music, okay? And Nate laughed at me, but I can listen to the same song over and over and over again, okay? For real, I can. It's certain songs that I just have to listen to. I need to hear Kenny G and Yolanda Adams so that I can get up every day and believe that I can fly. Okay, I need to hear Kevin LeVar, Your Destiny, so I can know exactly where I'm going 75 times. Okay,
look,
for real.
Her environment, she thrives in her environment, and it's different than mine, and so that's why we're so opposite. You know, so for you guys, think about your environment. You know, think about the environment that you created for yourself right now. You may be thriving and you may be getting some things done, but are you thriving at 100%? Right? Are you above 50?
Right.
Right? Are your head, are you just keeping your head above water and you've made some elaborate excuses to not go all in and be all 100%? Right? That's life
right.
in general.
Right.
And a lot of people don't want to check into the grind. Right. Like, I know that it's, you know, Pam doesn't value organization as much as I do. Right. For me, Pam is not. I want to get you to understand something.
Let me tell
Pam is not nasty. Pam is not junky. Pam is just, she has the organized confusion thing. Right.
Because when it comes
you
to
like
business,
it, but when you love something,
right,
you do it.
Right.
Right.
I have to
so
have
it. She likes to have it.
I got
to
have
like
my things
it.
Written down. I
yeah.
got to have my, for real, I have to, because otherwise, I think organized confusion is an excuse. You know, it is. You know, real talk. You know.
I agree. I just didn't want to be the person to say it. You know, I believe everybody knows this.
Because you just, when things are organized and things are in place, you now have a certain energy about yourself. It gives you life. For real, the environment you create gives you life. And honestly, when I get up every day and I realize that I still have all these boxes that I need to unpack, I go in there and I'm out. For real. Seriously. But I have to deal with that. You know, eventually I got to slow down and I have to stop making excuses. You know, but I can tell you, seeing Nate across the hall is inspiration. All right? It lets me know that I'm possible. Okay, that I can do it. Right? And so, for real, but what are you looking at that's inspiring you to making you believe? I should have
given Pam
the small closet. We're talking about,
the more space you give Pam, I know Val, I see you, Val, Dave, you the same way. The more space that y'all get, the more stuff y'all put in it. That's just how that is. Pam has the big office downstairs, right? She got the big office downstairs and all her stuff is in there. She said at one point in time, we just share offices. I'm like, no, man. Cannot be in the same space as you on that thin area of time, right? So my office is upstairs in the bedroom, nook area, right? So Pam's stuff is, you give her a lot of space, she's going to put a lot of stuff in it, right? So, but here's the thing, we talked about Pam just mentioned excuses, right? Everybody makes them. You just got to know that it's an excuse,
right?
But here's the thing. I want us to think about something. Who's ever seen the movie The Matrix, one of my my all-time favorite movie. Who remembers the scene when Neo finally realized that he was the one when he started dodging the bullets?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, I do.
I do.
Seen it, right? Type it in there and say, I do. And so if you've seen it, then you know the scene I'm talking about. He was on the rooftop, and they started shooting. I said, okay, thank you. They started shooting at him, and he started, moving like the computer agents were moving. Like, they were moving real. They were moving, like, so fast that they had to slow it down in slow motion. So he was dodging bullets, moving like that, right? When I saw that scene, I automatically, thank you. What's going on, Saku? See you out there, brother. Thank you, Idris. Kimberly. I knew when I saw that scene, I said, that is so much like real life. Because the only way you can really move fast and speed up, and we always talk about speed of implementation, sometimes the only way you can move faster is by slowing down. Right?
That's it.
Slowing down. Sometimes you got to slow down. Get yourself together, right? Organize your life. Organize your thoughts, right? And once you get things organized, you know, now, you know, all of a sudden when he stopped dodging the bullets, he came back up. He was like, okay, I'm the one. And that's what that means. A lot of you are trying to move. It's like you put all of this stuff in this cart behind you, and you got some boulders in there, you got some jaggedy rocks, you got some iron, some steel, and you put all of this stuff in the cart. But I'm gonna use the biblical term on y'all, okay? Because I think this is gonna hold more relevance. You put all of this stuff in the cart behind you, rocks, stone, bricks, iron, steel, and you got a jackass in the front trying to pull it. I'm going to say it again. You got a jackass in the front by himself trying to pull it. And you got too much stuff in the cart. You either got to find a couple of oxes to pull that, and they ain't going to pull up so far, right? So why not take the time to empty that cart some? Work on all of that, those boulders. Start chipping away at them, okay?
Right.
You got to do this functionally because you can't check out, right? You got to maintain what you're doing, right? But what you're going to find is that the more you chip away at those rocks and the more you pull that iron and that steel out of there, you empty your cart, and then now and the jackass is in front saying, oh, my gosh, thank you. You were trying to get me to pull all of that stuff in the cart. There's no way I can do it. I can probably move it 6 inches in 6 hours, right?
Yes.
So now you've taken the stuff out of the car, and what happens is now you look up and the jackass turns into a stallion.
Mm.
It's a stallion now, and now you can pull everything that you put in the cart because now you can get moving.
Right.
Right. And if you're moving, you start putting things in the cart, you can keep moving. But whenever you stop and you start making excuses, then that's you piling things in. Like, for me, it's organized confusion. I function better in clutter. I don't make my
Nobody
bed
does.
Up. Yeah, I don't make my bed up because I'm just going to get back in.
Right.
You know?
Who does that?
Yeah, I don't clean. Why would I clean up? You know, it's just going to get dirty again. I don't wash my car because it's going to
rain
next week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to rain
right.
next week. You know, if I vacuum it out, the kids just going to throw more food on the floor.
Mm.
So I'm telling you guys that to say Pam knows that how I am and the things that how my mind functions. For me, it's about maintenance. How many of you guys believe in maintaining something, right? Once you get it the right way, this is the trick to keeping it that way. You have to maintain it. Yeah. If you go in and you organize all the dishes and put them where they belong in the cabinets, and then so you got the cups, the coffee cups on the right side, the wine glasses on the left, but now you look and you're like, everything, oh, that's nice. But then you wash the dishes to put them away, and you putting cups over here and wine glasses back over here. Now, I'll fix that later. Why? Slow down.
Right.
To move fast.
That I'll fix that later, that's the definition of the dream.
Yeah.
That I'll fix that later, that's how it all starts. Okay, that is how it all starts, and you're so true. You can take something as simple as a kitchen cabinet, you know. And of course, we don't do that, but then trying to get the kids on track because it drives you crazy,
son,
right?
When Christian,
you can't find something, oh my God! I'm like, where is this? Like, what are y'all doing around here? But even when we talk about that, I'll do it later. That, you know, that situation. That's those are some of the things that I tell myself. Just getting back to the closet situation, you know, for real, because I got boxes, I got stuff, I got things everywhere, you know, in this closet, and literally because I see this every day, it's very easy for me to say, okay, I could take something off and be like, oh, you know, I'll do that later, like for real, you know, I could take the clothes and I'll do it later, for real, I'll do that later, I could take off, like I'm running around, sometimes Nate and I do call after call. I'm, you know, we go from the grind to TLC to working out, and I'm just taking off all these clothes and throwing out. I'm like, you know, and it's crazy because I got
I take mine off if I wore for an hour. I smell it. I'm like, that still smell good. Pull that thing up, put it back in the drawer right there.
But,
right?
You know, and it's crazy, you know, that I'll do it later, I'll mess you all up because now you look up and you've created a mess. And, it's crazy because I got we got these built-in hampers. All I got to do is pull it open and you know, and throw them in there. But instead, it's just like, I'll pick that up later. And it's crazy. And that's the beginning of really just messing everything up. And now you're looking at things like, you know what? If you just would have did it then, right, instead of making excuses, because that's the greatest excuse. I'll do it later. Absolutely. It never comes, right?
Can I tell them about your wash and dry store?
Oh, my God.
Wait, y'all. Let me say something good first.
Right.
Let me say something good first.
Get all the pay on the day.
Cause I want your guys to get.
Like for real. Just let y'all know. Listen, we real people for real.
Really?
I'm good. I mean, mother, wife, team of thousands of people. I'm just trying
father,
to balance this thing
husband,
all out.
Teams of thousands of people. So again, more hesitation.
Do get out of hand around here.
So here's what happens, right? It's all about, guys, it's all about sometimes you gotta slow down.
Yes.
To move forward. This isn't just about Pam. You guys are just benefiting from, you know, at Pam's expense a little bit and at my expense some too, right? So here's the thing. Sometimes you gotta slow down.
Right.
Right? To move faster. So we went out and bought a new wash and dryer, right? 2 months ago. And you know, Pam looked at it and she said, "Oh yeah, we went to the store together and got them." Pam's like, "Oh yeah, those are nice. You know, just get the hose, yeah, yeah, yeah." So they brought them to the house, and I think it was like a month or so went by, and Pam got so many clothes to where she don't have to wash for like 3-4 months. Right? She didn't wash no clothes. But, you know, I knew how to, because I'm washing clothes. I don't have that many clothes like her. I have my fair share. But it's certain things that I want to wear, some things I don't. So I'm using it. So I know how to use it. Pam went in there finally to use the wash, and she's like, "How do you use this thing?" Hey, we've been here for 2 months now. You ain't washing no clothes. But that is the, you know, because Pam, and I'll tell you, Pam is an intense focus, right? We focus on growth, right? And Pam's focus on our business, you know, is in large portion why it works so well, right? Because Pam is a hands-on person, right? But there's always a give and there's always a take in that, right? So I'm going to be the person that I'm going to have more balance than Pam, right? Pam has her balance gotten a lot better, but I'm going to have more balance because I'm going to notice things around the house that need to be done and this and that. You know, Pam is really, really focused on this. Now, when she finishes up at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, she looks up and it's like, oh, it's dark. That's just the way she is, you know, but it's an ongoing thing with both of us, you know, like sometimes for you guys that are building a business together, okay, some of you are like, we're both balanced and everything is fine. We're both balanced, you know, it's give and take, and, you know, but you may not have found a business balance yet, how to build your business and how to make money at what you're doing, right? With Pam and I, there's certain certain aspect of our business, not just total life changes, but, you know, our other portfolio, which is investments and also creating new streams of income. That's kind of like, that's my thing, right? So while I'm grinding over here, she's grinding on TLC. So everything comes together, right? And it's the time factor that you really look at things. So it's not so much as, you know, when you guys are saying, you know, I'm building my business right now and my business isn't growing. Well, there's something that's out of whack, right? If your business isn't growing, you have to figure out what that is. No matter what it is, at some point in time, you got to slow down in order to speed up.
I think
that's what the premise of what we're saying today is. You know, some of you guys need to back up a little bit and think about what you're doing. Think about how you're doing it, right? Mm-hmm. And figure out what your game plan is. Sometimes people have no goals, right?
Right.
They just fly by the seat of their pants all
right.
the time.
Right.
Right. So for me, the only thing that I really want it to be, I don't like my life scripted either, right? I don't like yesterday we sat at the table. My brother-in-law was here yesterday, and I'm like, hey, man, let's play golf on Wednesday. You know, he was like, yeah, cool, let's do that. You know, and so I want to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes freedom.
Yeah,
right. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to have that freedom, I realized that I got to slow down in order to speed up.
That's right.
In order to get that time freedom back, because, you know, freedom's not free. So you have to put the time in.
Pay the price.
And structure. Yeah, you got to structure your life
mm-hmm.
to say, this is where I am. This is where I'm going.
Right.
How do I get there? I got to change this, this, and this. So when I really think about maintenance and things of that nature, it's my life is the totality of everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a perfect person by any stretch of the imagination. I got my hangups.
Definitely
I really
not
do.
Perfect.
I got my hangups. You ain't have to reiterate that so much. Okay.
No, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about you, Dave.
Yeah, we're not perfect.
No.
We're not perfect. But I know I have my hangups. There's certain things that certain things that irritate me that Pam like I'm not if you plan something around me, like if Pam's got her phone and she's playing music on her phone or she's talking to somebody and she's on speaker and they're talking, I'd be like, man, where your headphones at? You know, because I have a noise thing.
Yeah, you do.
Right? I don't like a loud noise. And that's a hang up of mine. But I've learned to allow that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've learned to cope with it because Pam is okay with loudness. Sometimes the kids will get to run around the house like we used to do as kids, right? Run around
still
the house.
Running.
Yeah. They running
what,
around
12,
the house.
12, 15, and
20. Yeah, and 20. Almost 20. Running around
like,
the house.
What in the world? Why does it sound like we got 3 years around
stuff. And I'm like, what the world? But I'm thinking, I'm like, Nate, it's awesome. Don't be so critical. Allow them to do some things, you know, because we did it as kids. But
right.
We did ours outside, right?
Yeah, these kids don't go outside.
They don't go outside. It was never any running around in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mom and them, you know, well, you've been running in my, you sitting up there on my furniture, you know, on my good furniture. I thought we bought it to sit on, mama. Gotta know, you know? I got to get up anyway because I'm sweating. This plastic on here making me sweat, you know?
Oh, God,
but,
we
man, didn't
have plastic.
You have
Grandma
to know where
plastic.
You are. Yeah, but we have a plastic. Mommy wants to sit in her living room. You know? But, you know, the moral of all of this, guys, is it's maintenance. Your life needs to be maintained.
That's good.
So in order for you to maintain your life, it starts with everything you do. And Pam and I firmly believe that how you do anything is how you do everything.
That is so
right?
true.
So if you got a room in your house that you dedicate just to clothes, then yeah, make that a room again.
Make that a closet.
That's an inside joke. So my thing is maintain your overall life.
Right.
Okay, because everybody said, you know, my personal life is different
mm-hmm.
from my business life. And I gotta tell you, it isn't.
No,
it is not. You know, you may be able to go out every day if you go to work and people not know that, you know, that your life is not well maintained because you can put on a mask and put on airs when you're at work. You
right.
Make it appear. I've done that before, guys. I've driven around in a $60,000 Escalade in 2010, I think, or so. When was it? 2000 something. Driving around in an Escalade, beautiful truck. You know, riding around, you know, clothes in the cleaners, pressed, starched every day, go to work.
Maybe not 2010.
You
went way back, but anyway,
I went way
ahead.
Back. But you know, drive every day. But I'm like, man, I can't even pay for this thing. Yeah,
right.
That one.
One
I'm like, I can't even pay for this thing. I can't even really afford to put gas in it.
Right.
But everybody on the outside
right.
thought that it was everything was cool, everything was
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Right? So I needed to slow down and in order to speed up. And that's what happens in life when things are happening to you. Sometimes you got to let them happen,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes you got to let them happen because sometimes things God is trying to take some things away from you that you don't need to have, right? Because you're not ready for them. You weren't a good steward over it, so it's time for it to go.
Right.
Right? So if you open up and let it go.
Example.
Yeah.
You sure had to let that go.
Oh, yeah, I had to let that go because I couldn't pay
that.
For it.
No.
I can't pay for it. This is something that we gotta bite the bullet, you know? So, but it hurts. But guess what? It's necessary. It's like taking medicine. You know, they make medicine, you know, taste like flavors today. Back in the day, it didn't taste like it was nasty.
Right.
Right. But
mm-hmm.
the nasty medicine was probably the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's good. We had to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that car situation was a good situation to bring up because, you know, we no matter how much we wanted to hold onto that vehicle, and I especially wanted Nate to be able to hold onto that vehicle because I remembered his face and his excitement when he got the truck. And, you know, but thank God, you know, we were in a season in which we were able to pretty much almost pay cash for it.
Yeah.
We almost paid cash.
We only didn't pay it. We didn't pay it off because we wanted to build credit.
Yeah. And on that day when we found ourselves in a position where, like, literally, I remember that, like, yesterday, it's part of our story. We, like, for real, we write a book on things we've been through in life. But that... literally on that day when we just finally had to decide, he decided, because I never wanted to say it, but he literally, he took that car down to CarMax, and man, I think we were actually down. That's what started us renting cars for like 2 years.
Sometimes, but it's the things that
you know,
don't want to do
sometimes. He took that car down to CarMax on that day, and he sold it, and he walked home, because we didn't even have enough money for him to take a taxi cab home. So he walked home with that check in his hand in order to be able to put it in the bank.
And they only gave me a fraction of what I paid for it.
Right.
And you guys know how that works. But the moral of this is there are some of you guys right now that have a whole bunch of junk, a whole bunch of luggage that's sitting in the back of your cart, right? And, you know, you have, as I said earlier, you got just all of this junk in the cart, but you got
right.
a jackass trying to pull it. Just one little jackass trying to pull a cart full of accumulated excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do it tomorrow. It's procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, oh, I'm cool with where I am right now. I don't need nothing else.
Mm.
You know, it's the settling. It's you know, no, I don't think I would ever want to be a millionaire. I don't think, you know, we say stuff like, it's the excuses that we make. You know, we say stuff like, I remember Pam say, $5,000 for her hand, spending $5,000 on the purse. Guess how many of them she got up there right now, right? So it's a matter of spending. When you're spending the money, when you got it, it's different, right? It's different, right?
Yeah, I haven't spent $5,000 on the purse. Maybe close to it.
And now we're going to get potatoes for potatoes. Okay. So, yeah. So, anyway.
I still have a problem doing that.
No. But the point that I'm trying to make is, I'm not
right.
trying to make everybody think that you got $10,000 purses upstairs. Because that's not really where your value is.
Right.
But my point is, it's a mindset.
Right.
All right. We always say, we never say never anymore. I don't say I would never do that. I would never. Like, we see people now, you know, saying, doing things with their money, that they want to do, and we say, I would never do that. You don't know what you would do when you got that much money.
That's
until
right.
you get that much money.
That's true.
And that's the key to life, is opening up and being open to things, taking risks, but building your life, slowing down long enough to get all of the junk out of the cart, right, and get you another horse. Get rid of the jackass and get you a stallion, right? The stallion is going to start pulling that cart, and it's going to keep moving because you're going to keep moving, and now you can put whatever you want in that cart because it's moving.
Right.
It's in motion now.
Yeah.
But some of you have been sitting still for so long. Nobody on this call, I know. But some people have been sitting still for so long that the air is no more. There is no more air in the tires. You got to go get some air and put in the tires because you've been stagnant for so long because you made all of these elaborate excuses as to why you are where you are instead of putting the action to getting you where you need to be. And I believe it happens a lot. We've all fallen into it. Him and I, we fell into it. It's like, you know, no, we don't do that because, nah, we don't need no new car. We don't need no new car. This one works just fine.
Right.
Good. So what? A little bit of rust on top. Ain't nobody seeing that. And that's not
right.
You know,
we're getting up there.
Ain't nobody seeing that. You know, so what? You know, you know it needs some tires. You like, shoot, I'm going to run these tires until they bubble because I want to get all my money out of them. It's the little things that we say in life, guys, that keep us where we are.
Right.
But when you start dreaming bigger and thinking bigger and fixing the mindset that governs the things that you have, then you realize that, man, maybe my mindset is jacked up. Maybe I don't realize that I'm going to have to grind. Maybe I don't realize I'm going to have to go through some things. Some things.
That's
it. Well, when you don't realize that, perhaps you stay where you are and you stay average. I know it's a lot of people like that right now, and they don't talk to me, and I don't talk to them, because I don't even want to have a conversation with average people. I don't. Those
it's
of you
hard.
That know me, yeah, you know it's, me. I don't want to have a conversation with you when you make excuses.
Yeah, it's very hard when you start to elevate your mind. And, you know, I think all of us have those friends that, you know, family in our life, and it's very hard to have those conversations. You know, you don't want to cut them off, you know, because you love them, but it's just difficult to really have conversations when you're thinking different and you are working on your mind every day, and then you have those, you know, the people in your life who are remaining on the same level, or they're still the ones making excuses and not wanting anything better in life. It's very difficult. So you almost have to love them from a distance, you know, and have those conversations like every now and again, because of the fact that you see bigger for your life. You dream bigger for your life. And not everybody's going to understand it. That's the reason why, you know, what, 95 to 97% of the world is average, because they just allow themselves to remain comfortable and in that comfort zone where they're not going to be stretched to believe bigger. They're okay with whatever the world throws at them. They're okay with going to, you know, build somebody else's dream and saying, hey, this is all you worth per hour. And you, obviously you have to do that for a season, but the 3 to 5% of the world, they're the ones that say, you know what, I got to do this for a season. Okay, I'm, you know, I got to do this, but you know what, after I get off, you know, I got to be about my grind. And I got to make my grind, you know, so hard for the things that I desire to see happen in my life, so that, you know, my grind can one day outshine the fact that I'm building somebody else's dream. And I think when people have that mindset, people begin to shift into that zone. And for real, now you begin to understand your purpose, and that purpose, like we talked about last week, lines up with your potential. You understand, you recognize the potential that you have on the inside of you. Then you no longer downplay your gifts, your talents, and the things that each and every one of us, you know, were put here on this earth to accomplish. We weren't here put on this earth just to go and to be average. We weren't put here on this earth just to go and to build somebody else's dream. We have to realize that person's dream was once a thought. All right? It was once a thought, right? They had a vision, right? They decided to take some action, right? They decide to put in the work. It's inevitable, right? You got to put in the work. You got to grind. And now, you know, they created something in which other people can be a part of. What about us? You know? And so when we understand that and we now begin to shift our thinking into thinking differently, believing differently, knowing that it ain't never too late. It's never too late. To the person that's on here today that's thinking that it's too late, oh, it ain't never too late. All you got to do is, for real, make a decision, shift in order to now change the way that you look at things, to change the way you think about things, change the words that you speak in every single day, and take some action, because now you realize, for real, that there's something on the inside of you. You may not understand everything. You may feel like, you know what, I don't know it all. And great, wonderful, take some risks. Because when you step out there, you know, when you step out there and you begin to do something different, God's going to, you already got what you need, right? And so now he's going to bring that thing to the light, because everything we got is inside of us or around us. So when we understand this and now we begin to move differently, now what's going to happen is that things begin to change in our life, and we're able to now create that environment like we were talking about that's going to cause us to live, that's going to cause us to thrive, that's going to cause us to become the very thing that we were designed to become.
And these are the talks that you have with yourself. But you, when you really think about how, and you're 100% right, because you have to have the right environment. When you really think about how you should move from where you are. So, you know, we're right here at the bridge. So let's go ahead and cross,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, what's the how, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we, you know, people tend sometimes, and we used to do it a long time ago. You take advice from people that are not where you are or where you are, right? When you, I want y'all to understand this, because sometimes people think that, okay, this is me, but it's not me. If you want to know what successful people do, okay, what people, and I can't say, I'm going to say successful because success starts in the mind. What successful people do, and they do it before they become successful,
mm-hmm.
okay? You have to create the mindset now for the thing that you want later,
right.
okay? So what happens is you get a lot of people that tend to, I'm going to still take advice from people that are, I don't want to say below, but people that aren't where I am, or people that are right where I am. And my only question is why? If you're trying to move to another level, why are you taking advice from people that are still on the same level that you're on?
Right.
I've never understood that. But when Pam and I started to apply that principle to our life, with the understanding that, man, if we want more, we have to be around people that have more.
Absolutely.
And I want you guys to understand our statement. Let me qualify everything that I say, because everything that Pam and I talk about is not money. This is not about money, right? Because we talk about mind, body, and money here. So it's those three, which is the three percenters. When you guys see me doing this all the time, that's three percenters, right? So it's the three percenters. So when you think of mind, body, and money, I'm not talking about the top 3% of income earners. I'm talking about the top 3% of people that click on all three of those cylinders. And you understand that if I'm broke, I can't have a broke mindset, right? I can't be around people that are broke. Now, when I say broke, people automatically think about money. But I'm really talking about broke in the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
When a person is broke in the head, then that's worse.
Right.
I've seen people with money that are broke here.
Right.
And things happen to them. They just get money for some reason, and then all of a sudden you look up and they don't have anything because they're broke.
Mm-hmm.
They're broke. And they're broken.
Right.
Right? So when you get that dynamic with somebody, then why do you hang around them?
Right.
Right? You keep hanging around them because you don't want to offend them. You don't want to make them mad. You don't want them to feel some kind of way. Guys, let me tell you, I was going to say this. People can think what they want about me. They can think what they want about me.
Right.
All right. But I'm never going to play small.
Right.
Never going to play small. My mindset is always to play big. And if I'm going to play big, I got to be around other people that want to play big.
Right.
Other people that don't have a growth mindset. Other people that aren't interested in having excuses.
Right.
And it's all I talk to you on the phone. It's like, excuse.
Right.
And they're like, and you start sounding like Charlie Brown school teacher.
Right.
You know, it's like, wah, 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 wah. I don't even hear you anymore.
Right.
Because I'm not interested yet.
Another call.
Yeah, right.
Gotta go, y'all. Gotta,
I'm not interested in. Yeah, we're not interested in how you and what's going on right now. We get it. We want to hear where your life is now. But I've always lived by the premise, even in corporate America, even more so in the military. They always told us to avoid a problem
without a solution. That's right.
I don't care if it's just what you think should happen. Let's talk about that, right? Let's talk about that. Because
yeah.
That's where the power is.
Yeah.
It's not about, I'm never going to feel sorry enough for anybody to do anything for you. I need to know that. What are you doing for yourself? Because I want to help you, because last thing I ever want to be in life is a crutch to somebody. I think that's worse than stealing everything in their bank account.
Right.
That's worse than robbing them blind. Mm-hmm. When you're someone's crutch, then that means they depend on you to save them all the time.
Right.
And the only way I can help you is if you want to help yourself. And
right.
That help to me takes sacrifice. It takes you saying, you know, this is what I need to do. And boom, Pam and I give every day on so many different levels, right? And this show doesn't just talk about money. We give on a lot of different levels every day. And when we're giving on those levels, there's always a reason why we're giving, right? If I'm spending time and I'm talking to you, then you are most certainly going to have to be giving something too.
Right.
Right? You're going to have to be making a sacrifice.
That's good. And, you know, and that kind of, as you're talking, what came to mind was the quote about, what's the quote about when you can't feed somebody fish, or they'll eat that day.
Yeah,
but if you feed them out of fish, they'll eat a lifetime. And it's funny because I can't remember what it was, but just a couple of days ago, Christian needed help doing something, right? I ran that quote down on him. I'm like, he's like, Mom, can you help me do this? And I can't remember what it was. But I ran that quote down on him. I said, "Listen, if I feed you and I give you this fish, to, you know, you're gonna eat today." And I said, "But if I teach you how to do it, you're gonna be able to, you know, eat for a lifetime." Right? He's like, "Mom, I heard that quote before. I just want you to." I said, "No, I'm gonna show you how to do it, but it's so true. You know, when you
I'm gonna come back. You feed me
right.
tomorrow too.
All right, you're gonna keep coming back. Ask me to do this. No, I'm not doing it. All right, I'm gonna show you how to do it. Okay, so that this is something that you learn how to do, and it can carry you through a lifetime. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, I'm not gonna feed you this. I'm just not gonna give you the fish. I'm gonna show you how to fish, so that now you know how to do it, and you can use it forward. You can carry it forward, and you know what to do next time."
Right.
So, and that's so true. For real.
Let's take this. Then we'll close out.
Uh-huh.
Let's take this to the industry that we're in right now.
Uh-huh.
Right. I think it's pertinent. I think it's relevant because the industry that we're in, direct sales and network marketing, guys, is really it transcends everything, and really it gives people the opportunity to dream big again. Right. But here's the thing about the industry. The industry of direct sales and network marketing has created so many success stories, and to the point of where it scares people. People are afraid of what they don't understand.
Right.
So what happens is, the first thing they do is that when they hear about something that they feel in their heart and the numbers are there and they've seen it happen. It's not like we're saying, "I'm going to turn this microphone into a dove." You've never seen that done before. Right. So you don't have faith that it's been done, that it can be done. But when you've seen it done before and the proof is there, now you get that and you start believing something in your heart. And then we take that food. We take that mental prowess that we just got to dream big and do something different. And we start feeding it to chickens and crows.
Mm.
What do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this?
Wow.
So you're asking for the opinions of people that aren't where you are. You just heard something life-changing, but you take it to somebody that's dead, and you ask their opinion. And that's one of the things that I've never understood about people. We've all done it. Oh yeah, we've done it because we're gonna share it with friends and family, right? And they're gonna shoot it down. I'm talking about when you go and physically ask somebody,
right?
What do you think about this? Have you ever heard of this? And you want their opinion. And not only do you want their opinion, you actually value their opinion. They're where you are. If they're where you are,
or where you were then,
if you're not there, why are you asking their opinion? So here's the thing. One of the things we always say is that in order for you to be successful in life and what you do, you're gonna, I don't care what anybody say, you're gonna forego some relationship. You're gonna lose some people in your life because when you start moving from level to level, you're not gonna take everybody with you.
Right.
They're just not gonna go, irregardless of whether or not you want to take them. We'd love to take everybody with us. We're like, but here's what everybody has to do. Everybody has to have the same work ethic or better, right? So, but people aren't typically willing to do that because people don't want to unplug from the matrix most of the time. Mm. It feels good there. That's the comfort zone. That's why we say smash the comfort zone.
Right.
But people aren't willing to do that. And this industry is so very synonymous of success and what it takes to get success to a point to where when you hear it, even when people hear it, because it's so foreign to them,
they
don't believe it. It's because they don't know it. They don't. It's like it sounds too good. You telling me I can come in and I can start making money? No, I didn't promise you that you were going to be a millionaire. I didn't promise you that
What's
you were going to be
ethic?
A billionaire. What I promise you is that
possible.
I want to show you how to make some extra money. That's where it starts,
right?
In this industry, that's where it starts. Even in traditional corporate America, right? They tell you this is how much money you can start, and you'll get raises every year. Right. So this is what we give you. This is what you'll get. But that structure here, when you tell people, you know, I'm going to show you how to make some extra money. And based on your work ethic, you know, we can increase this amount. And that's all it takes, because when you start telling people that they can have something that they can't even fathom having.
Right. They can't believe.
They won't believe. So when you start where they are. Right. You start and you say, OK, look, you get some people that are money motivated.
Right.
And they understand money and they understand money on a big level.
Right.
You know, those are the people that you can help dream again.
Right.
But some people aren't ready for you to throw cold water in their face.
Mm-hmm.
Some people aren't ready to be unplugged from the matrix yet because it still feels good there. It's going to require something of them to shift.
Right.
So you have to know how to relate to that person where they are. So, and I'm saying that to you guys to say this, when you find something that you know works for you, it's for you at that moment. Right. So people are going to look at what you do with it. Right. So it goes back to what we're saying. When you're rising, when you get the junk out of your cart, the excuses, the procrastination, all of that, when you get it out of your cart and you start moving, your operative thing is don't stop moving. Don't back up. Right. Work, grind where you are. And
right.
As you do that, you'll start to elevate. And your elevation in whatever you're doing, guys, is what's going to help the people that are looking at you more than you trying to put them in the cart and put them on your back and take them with you. They have to have the same or better work ethic than
right.
you, because like always attracts like. But if you got so many people that you're trying to drag that don't have that same work ethic and you got them in your cart, you're sitting there, you can't move, and more people and more things keep piling up on it, and you can't go anywhere. So you got to be moving. And that's life. In
right.
general. So you're going to lose some people.
Right.
You're going to lose some people are going to say things about you. It's I don't even know how to say it even better, but it's all a part of the plan. It's all a part of the process. You know, and people say, well, you know, you don't have to lose people. You don't try to lose people. You're not trying to say, well, I'm going to run away from you.
Right.
You just start your natural ascent. Right. You just start rising. You just start thinking better. You start doing better. Mind, body, money, everything. You start saving more money. You start feeding your brain with things that you know it should have.
Mm-hmm.
You start feeding your body with stuff that you know it should have. How many of you guys have had water today, right? How much water have you had today? These are the habits
I've
you
only
have.
Had this much.
Right?
I'm behind.
Yeah. These are the habits that you create for the small things that create the success on a bigger scale. And it's the small things that you do that cause you to keep elevating. You're not trying to leave anybody behind, but most certainly there's going to be a point in your life when people are going to get so far behind, they're going to stop chasing you, right? But that's not your fault.
That's right.
It's not your fault. You're called to be the light. You're called to be the light. You can't be the light if you keep staying on the ground. Move up and don't worry about the opinions of what other people are saying. If they no longer want to be around you, if they no longer want to hang out with you because you changed, Call it all joy.
Call it all joy.
You are changing. And
that's
you should
right.
be changing.
Absolutely.
Don't ever let anybody make you feel as if you
that's good. Thanks for tuning in, IG. It's about to end.
About to lose y'all. Yep, IG.
The grind. See y'all
appreciate
on Friday.
Y'all, man. We right on time to get ready to close up anyway.
Right. Well, you know, I just want to say again, to everybody jumping on today, you know, create that environment that's going to make you thrive. We talked about a lot of different things, you know, on this call today, but really just eliminating all excuses. I hope I didn't lose that. Eliminating all excuses and, you know, really just understanding that you got to take some of them boulders and rocks. You know, you got to slow down sometimes in order to speed up. Get rid of that jackass and turn that thing into a stallion and
there
let that
go.
Stallion pull you all the way to the finish line. Dang, I lost my video. But anyway, again, appreciate each and every one of you for jumping on today on the grind. All of y'all, baby, on Friday, same place, same time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Y'all go out. Let's get it done. Take the number.
And on Friday, got somebody dialing. Friday, dialing. So you guys got something you want to say. Make your voice heard, right? The number is 646-665-6464. Just ask that you take some time. Take some guys. Right to live on Friday. Always, always, always shine bright like a diamond, guys.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Beautiful like diamonds in the sky. kind of brought this down, man. See you guys on Friday, but at the same time, right here on the ride, man. I wish y'all would know.
God bless you. I don't know how. That's frustrating.